I found a friend, I found a love to call my own, a heart to call my home. And it is new, and it takes time to break it in, to make it mine. But just don't give me up, and I won't let you down. Let me in, I promise I won't. Just don't give me up, and I won't let you down.
I can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Turn on the light, don't lap it, it'll be alright. Pull me out another phone, I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before, where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid, then turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rails, it's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman prayed at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Cursing at the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau supplied the raging men. It's not an head he gazes to the shore. That rage to see the raids no more, like the video films bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he'd ask to stay. She sighed like with the Wonder Kid, and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid, and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know. Driving Saturday, it's a driving Saturday, it's a driving Saturday, it's a driving
101.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, it's a crash course for the Ravers show. I'm here till at least 3. Sometimes we linger. We'll see. Today, David Harrison and perhaps Anthony Kaczynski, but I doubtful. He just got over COVID. Says that he's showing that he's negative now, which is very good. Hope you're well on the mend, Anthony. But he said he was going to give it till noon today to figure out if he was coming in or not. So we'll find out, I guess. Unless he's already messaged me. I'm going to check Facebook in a second. David Harrison should be on his way in, though. And they both had a show going on tonight. And somewhere nearby, I'll give you the info for that real soon. But Anthony might not make it, I don't know, to that. I mean, he's going to make it. He'll make it, kids. But maybe not to that. Hey, I did a 4th of July show last week. How the heck did I forget this one? Play it every year. Just thought of it on the way in. Jimi Hendrix, I believe this is at Woodstock. Day 3, opening band. This is what people woke up to in their tents at Woodstock the last day. 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
We'd like to do, everybody want to stand up this time. Everybody must stand up because we's all Americans and so forth and so on. We are Americans. You can do this, you can do that. This is for everybody together, that action. I'd like to do the American anthem the way it really is in the air, what you breathe every day, the way it really sounds.
Thank you. the river opens for the righteous. And 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 the river opens for the righteous.
Down if you do, and you're damned if you never.
91.5 WMFON Medford with the false positives right there. Is that one brand new, David?
No, that's not brand new. It's actually been in the vault for a while. Just a demo version that I was keeping in my back pocket for a while. I did put it out on the Bandcamp a while back, and I think you can still get it on the Bandcamp.
Well, now you're going to get it here.
You can get it here, too. It's thefalsepositives.bandcamp.com. So check it out.
The real you.
The real you.
Before that, another band you were in, the Voodoo Dolls.
Blast from the Past.
Love it. And I just found out Cam Acklin was the lead singer.
Yes, yes, you've done your research, Brian.
No. You just David just told me that. I'm not gonna take that.
It was my first real band, and I was very, very fortunate to play with, Cam, one of the best front men that ever come out of Boston rock and roll, and Evan Shore, who's, you know...
Evan's in that band, too.
Evan wrote that.
From Muck and the Myers.
Evan wrote that song, This Town Makes Me Feel So Lonely. For my money, probably one of the greatest garage rock songwriters of our generation.
Great. Yeah, he's a great guy, great songwriter. Agreed.
All right, we're starting off on the right foot. I like that.
Yes. So you're with the Voodoo Dolls. Have you always lived in Massachusetts?
Well, that's an interesting story, Brian. I did always live in Massachusetts until 2000. And then I moved to upstate New York with Lisa Button. And we started a family and spent 20 years there. And then just after, the empty nest happened and it seemed like a good time to get out of town, we ended up coming back. And now we're like one block. I didn't plan it this way, but we're like one block from we got our first apartment together. So it's full circle.
Sweet. We're speaking with David Harrison from the False Positives, the Voodoo Dolls. How did the False Positives start? I mean, that was after you moved here, obviously.
I actually started that in Rochester when I was still in Rochester. It was like 2018. I had decided to, get back into playing music, and I found some great guys out there who were willing to, play with me and help me out. Big shout out to Don Blair, who's still out in Rochester, Brian Murray, and we had a couple of different drummers out there, Jay Rep and Paco Vives, who went back to Spain. But
Paco,
fantastic guy. Hope he's listening out there.
I hope so too.
I started, writing songs and just recording demos in my basement, and before I even got a band going, I was kind of communicating with Bruce Pierce, who was the last drummer in the Voodoo Dolls. Bruce, amazing, amazing drummer and a great recording engineer and producer. He's his studio, Moon Cusser Recording, out in Upton. We kind of traded files back and forth, and he would put drums down, send me the drum files.
Oh, wow.
Did it all on my little MacBook in my basement. That's where that one was recorded.
Amazing.
Although I think that we might have enlisted Don to do some mixing and mastering in his home studio, Studio Versailles. Versailles, very royal sounding studio name out there in Rochester. Great guy. It's been a slow thing. I mean, I'm the opposite of prolific. I'm very slow. I only really write when I get inspired, and I'm just fortunate that songs can come to me, and that was one of them.
Now, do you have Massachusetts players to do the False Positive thing here?
We are very psyched. The new False Positives 2.0 is going into the studio in 2 weeks. We're going to go up to Galaxy Park and record with Richard Marr. Going to do one song with the new lineup, which you'd like to know.
Yeah, consists.
Well, why don't I tell you? It's Pete Cassani on lead guitar, You know,
I know Pete well. Yeah,
everyone knows Pete. Everyone knows Pete. He calls his band the Peasants, but to me,
right, the Peasants
he is
are great.
Rock and roll royalty.
I'll
the
put
king
some
of the
peasants
six strings.
In for later.
Pete Cassani, and then we are super. Speaking of rock and roll royalty, we're super, super psyched to have Carl Biancucci from the Classic Ruins playing bass.
Fantastic guy.
So those two guys are rock solid and just
absolutely
fantastic.
Absolutely, you can't ask for better.
You know. For this next studio project, I'm hiring a ringer to come in and play drums.
I actually saw Pete play with you. That's right.
That's right. You were at the Square Root.
I forgot like who you had up there. He was amazing.
Amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're gonna have a studio guy come in and play drums for the next one, and we'll see what happens after that.
All right. Sounds good, man.
Yeah, so we're sorry. We have, you know, we're taking the summer off basically, but we will be playing in September and October and November around town, and then we'll you know, and after that, once we you know, solidify the lineup a little bit more, we're gonna go back in the studio and maybe re-record some of these demos that I just gave you a CD of.
Okay.
So that we can have up to date.
Yeah, all these demos safe to play for me or. They must be. You put them on CD and
yeah,
gave it to me.
Look, they're on the Bandcamp, so they're out there. You know,
yeah.
You know, I the demos. You know, but you know what matters to me is not like whether you know my vocals were perfect or whatever. It's about the song.
Right.
It's what it is for me, and I'm really proud of those songs. So, I'm happy to have them on the air.
Yeah. Well, what I just heard sounded great. So Anthony Kaczynski was going to play with you, but he was getting over COVID, I guess.
Yeah, so he was, but I just talked to Anthony this morning, and, you know, rock star trooper that he is, he's going to pull it together and play tonight. So
he's playing tonight.
He's playing tonight.
He couldn't make today's show, but tonight.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so that's why I'm here, to shamelessly self-promote and flog the heck
the
out
horse.
Of the show I'm playing tonight. I'm doing a solo acoustic show.
That's not true. I just, I don't know. That came to my mind. Sex Pistols, isn't it?
We're doing a couple of solo acoustic sets at the Village Social Club, which is down in Brookline Village, underneath the Garrison House. It's the basement of the Garrison House.
Okay.
So free, all ages, early show.
Free show?
Free show.
Get to it.
You know, 8 to 10 o'clock tonight at the Village Social Club. I'll do an hour. Anthony's going to do an hour. And I know that there's a lot of other stuff going on tonight, but you know what?
You know what? I would, if I was going out at all, I would go to this. But the thing is, I'm relying on others for a ride right now.
I didn't lose
my license. I lost my Challenger, though. I smashed the thing up.
Oh, well, so. The good thing about this is the Village Social Club, I understand it's right near the Green Line stop down there in Brookline Village. So easy peasy to get to. Then you can go ahead
I'm frightened by the team.
one of these other places that's going on. I know there's a lot of really cool stuff, but hey, the plow can only hold so many, right?
Yeah. It's not, like I said. I would be there for sure if I had a car.
All right. Well, good deal.
I get my own half a version of the show tonight right here, I guess.
That's right. That's
you know,
right.
Play us some live stuff, Dave.
Yeah, I'd do a little strumming and humming for you. How about we do our little sound check here?
Yeah, go ahead.
How's that sounding? Is that coming through
like
the mic?
I like it. Yeah.
Is that working?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, how about I play you a false positive song?
Sounds great.
This is... I'm a little under-rehearsed here, Brian. I'm
That's
gonna
okay.
Admit
That's
to you,
okay. Take
but,
your time.
I'm
take
gonna,
your time.
I think I'm going to play a song called Feel the Spring Sun.
Like your Shanghai Lewis shirt.
I think it's time to begin again. Get drunk, run around, and pull shenanigans. This town's been this way. Heart of mine,
feel the spring sun. Now I know life has just begun. I can feel the spring sun. All the bad things have been undone. Think it's time. Feel the spring sun. Yeah, I know life has just begun. I can feel the spring sun. All the bad things have been undone. I can feel the spring sun. Yeah, it's time to get up and have some fun now. 'Cause if you feel it in your heart, you know it's time to start again. The winter's done, grim and depressing for some. They fear it could be the one. Good times just begun. Yeah, yeah. I can feel the spring sun. I know life has just begun. I can feel the spring sun. All the bad things have been undone. I can feel the spring sun. Yeah, it's time to get up and have some fun now. Because you feel it in your heart, you know it's time to start.
Fantastic. I feel it on my heart.
Do you feel it?
Yes.
You feeling it?
I'm feeling it.
I'm feeling it.
What is that, the title of that one?
Feel the Spring Sun. Yeah.
Feel the Spring Sun.
I do believe that's on the Bandcamp.
All right. Go buy it. You could probably listen to it free, though. Huh?
You could probably listen to it free. But all of the money, all of the proceeds from Bandcamp will go into the False Positives Album Fund. So that we can record more false positive songs, and that's the truth.
And that's all good.
Yeah. All right.
How many you want to do for us today?
Oh, well, how long's your show?
3 or 4 do you want
to do? Yeah, we'd do a couple more. Couple more.
Three?
Yeah, we'll do, two more. Yeah, we'll do two more.
Sounds good.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you got for us next?
What do I got for you next? This little tune... This is going to be the next single.
All right.
It's a song called Long Distance Romance. It's going to send it out to all those people out there who find themselves in a long distance romance.
So this is like first time heard for most, huh?
Well, you know, we've been playing at the live shows. So
oh,
came to the live show, you've heard it.
I probably did then.
And, you know, I'm going to do a little abbreviated version today, Brian, without the smoking guitar solo from my guitar player, you know, because
he blew me away that night, really.
He's a true guitar hero, what he is.
Yep, yeah. Yep.
So, hey, you know what? I'm going to send this out to him. I'm going to send this out to Pete.
I already have a Peasants 3 for picked out for later.
Well, all right. Here we go, long distance romance. Why won't you tell me what comes next? Then I'd know what to expect. I never loved to roll the dice.
right, I need everyone in the audience out there to just play a smoking guitar solo inside their head right now.
I got it.
Sounds good. All right, here we go. Well, I'm receding, you're retreating. Or maybe I'm all wrong. And I keep writing words to the same song about a long distance romance. It's so hard to know.
I used to have all
the
this.
The crowd's going crazy in here. Can you hear the people going nuts? The audience is, they're ripping their own heads off out here.
I used to have a little sound maker that made it sound like that.
Well,
it died on me. I used it so much.
Brian, you need some crowd control in here. It's out of pocket.
Well, I'm Marie's holding them back outside.
I know. It's like a riot out there, folks. Stay away.
Riot in the streets.
Stay away from WFMO this afternoon. It's a riot situation. Definitely not safe. All right, yeah. Hey. You want to play another one off of the CDs I bought you? Or?
Sure, if you want. What song off what do you want?
Let's play another Voodoo Doll song. Can we play I Got Nothing? Off of the one that's over there next to you.
Okay, it's going to take me a second here.
All right, I'm going to talk about it. I'll talk about this song a little
Unless
bit.
Unless it's in the system. Let me
you know,
check.
I did give Mr. Mike Newman access to a variety of Voodoo Dolls tracks. And I do believe...
I don't see it.
Unless he kept them all for himself. Which he could do. He could do. And I wouldn't blame him at all. Mr. Newman.
Let me just double check here. Mike Newman on the new time, 9 a.m. to 11 Saturday mornings.
Mike on the mic.
And I don't see it, but we'll get it in the system. Later today, what track are we looking at, this one?
Yeah, let's do I Got Nothing. I don't know which number that is, but it's in there.
I need cheaters.
It's in there.
Number two?
Is that it?
How well, it's the second one down.
Yeah, this. Number two. Yeah, so here's one of my favorite Voodoo Doll songs, another Evan Shore, Cam Acklin composition.
Sounds great. Does Evan sing some of them?
Evan sang, he sang a lead on one song, and then he would always do the backup vocals.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got CD one. Here you go, the Voodoo Dolls. I've Got Nothing.
No change in spell.
got nothing.
Got nothing, baby.
Voodoo Dolls.
Yeah. That was one of my favorite tunes.
Featuring Dave Harrison on lead guitar.
Yep.
Cam Ackland vocals.
Yep.
What's Evan playing?
Guitar and backup vocals.
All right.
Yeah, and you know, he wrote the music, and I think Cam wrote the words. And that,
we'll be sure to play Amok in the Myers too later.
Yeah, do. They're out in Europe, freaking.
Oh, that's right.
Killing.
I did see that.
Crushing it out there.
All right.
Yeah.
Good for them.
All right. Well, hey, again, you know, thanks for letting me on here to promote my
plug
solo
everything
acoustic.
You want right now. Say the show again with Anthony.
It's tonight at the Village Social Club in Brookline Village. Me and the great Anthony Kaczynski each doing a 1-hour solo acoustic set. It's free. It's early, 8 to 10 p.m. It's all ages. I think there's a restaurant there as well. So come on out and, you know, eat, drink, and rock and roll.
And if you're living under a rock, David Harrison, he's in the False Positives now, originally from the Voodoo Dolls. Anthony Kaczynski from Fire King, and before that, Figures on a Beach.
Also Magnetic Fields.
Magnetic Fields, yep. I'm forgetting them, right? Okay.
Yeah. He had a brief stint in an entity that was formerly known as...
The Atlantics?
The Plimsolls.
Oh, I think he played with the Atlantics once, too. Like a comeback.
I'll ask him about that tonight.
I thought he did.
I'll ask him about that tonight.
Okay. Yeah, I know the Plimsolls. That was cool. All right.
So, yeah. So, hey, thanks again for having me on. I'd like to do one more tune for you. This is the song that's been on the radio for like a year now. I'm really stunned and really grateful for the response to this song. It's really resonated with a lot of people.
We'll play the studio version after this, which is totally different, so we can do that.
Yeah. I mean, it's the Rock Garden Records version of the tune, but we will certainly be re-recording it in the future with the band. But it's a little tune called "Leaves a Mark."
Right on.
We're 12 years old and on his own. The kid knows it's no joke. His friends behind him, he's got a knife to his throat. Betrayed, afraid now.
But
uneasily. It fades away eventually.
Fantastic.
Woo! Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Love it, love it, all love right. it.
Well, thank you, Brian. Thank you, WMFO. Thank you, everyone out there. Thank you, Village Social Club. Thank you, Anthony. And we'll see you tonight.
Yes, you can go see David. You're going to perform that one?
I am.
You have to.
I think I have to. It's contractually obligated.
Village Social Club. What town is that in again?
That is in the fine city of Brookline.
All right. Be there. Be something else. But we loved having you, David. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian.
And
a pleasure.
Anthony, get well soon. We'll play some Fire King and Plimsolls in a little bit.
All right.
And here's that song again. I guess you will recognize it, but there's a lot more to it here.
It's a little different.
Okay. Thanks, David.
Thank you, Brian.
All right.
Bye-bye.
91.5 WMFO in Medford.
All right.
He's 12 years old on his own. The kid knows it's no joke.